person, Madam Co-Chair, for this great opportunity. As you said, I'm the co-chair of the Global Youth Advisory Council, currently living in Zimbabwe. Yeah, I joined this group just to advocate for youth development.
Le son est toujours mauvais, désolé.
Order to support youth to better navigate life's challenges and to ensure that the potential of youth and their dreams is not neglected. 2020 to 2021 was really a challenging year. It was a trying time with no activities, lockdown, everything was on hold as COVID-19 threatened life. Communities were no longer accessible. There was no transport, no movements. It took months before people adjusted to the new normal life. For 1 year, I was not able to move from home to the college to complete my program of journalism and media studies. In the camp, all activities were suspended. Since everyone was under lockdown, I have not been able to do my routine activities. Despite the fact that it was so challenging, COVID-19 has created opportunities for others, while others treat it as a threat to their lives. I have treated COVID-19 as an opportunity to raise the voice of young people and to work on my personal development. I have decided to focus on my self-development and step up to improve prevention and address issues caused by the pandemic by disseminating information through social media platforms and creative paths to spread the messages about how to stay safe. I have used ICT to carry out my routine activities, but this has not been effective as before. As an advocate for child protection, I advocated for child rights, especially the environmental child rights, through my work with the regional network and for Children and Young People Trust. I have initiated a blog to highlight youth activities being done in Tomogara refugee camp. I've been active in promoting men's role in combating gender-based violence. I facilitated the UNHCR engaging men and boys through accountable practices IMEP project, which seeks to involve men in understanding and combating the root causes of gender inequality and gender violence in Tomogara refugee camp. I led a series of intensive training workshops for men and women on how to build a violence-free community. This culminated in a community marathon held in conjunction with the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and the session of yoga. I've also been able to promoting refugees' youth talents by linking artists with media practitioners and through a YouTube channel called Zimfani. For my work to address climate change, I have worked locally to promote sustainable food production and management approaches and engage with the Real Food System, an advocacy platform committed to promoting sustainable food systems as a solution to climate and related crises. I have put my effort through connecting the founders' farming projects now fully established in Tomogara refugee camp. These are being run by the Transformation Innovation Hub and the Global Development for Change, both youth-led organizations. One project is focusing on an organic garden, while another one is focusing on the bean farming. Looking forward to the future, my priority is to advocate for the end of refugee discrimination in all economic sectors. For example, if a refugee completes his education, why not give him a job instead of offering only voluntary positions? Refugees are able to contribute to the growth of economic of the host country despite their status, given the opportunity. I look forward to seeing refugees included in national activities and being part of the decision-making process. I look forward to refugees being empowered with entrepreneurship skills, technological skills, for them to be able to implement them in their country where they live. I'm looking forward to increase online learning in the camp settings for young displaced people to continuously being trained and engaged through debates, seminars, and community outreach despite the impact of COVID-19. I am looking forward to helping refugees with recording and publishing their stories as a journalist, networking talented refugees who are refugee in the camp with the real world by giving them exposure. The world is changing, and the way the refugees were treated in yesteryears and are currently also changing. Let the refugees not be left behind, but also be in touch with the reality and move forward. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair.